Hello and welcome back to You Are What You Listen To. I will get to the entrance here in a minute, okay? But I want to do a quick little plug-in, you know. The Twitter is up and running. Please, 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 please use it. Use it to your advantage. I will be putting the Apple and Spotify playlists up in a few days because the other playlists haven't gotten really through rotation yet. But the Twitter is You Are What You Listen To. Please, please use it, because I will be putting trailers in there. I'll be putting episodes in there. I'll be putting bonus content in there if you want to listen to that, I guess. But I'm so excited for that, and it's a way for me to connect to you guys without using the podcast or the app. It's a way for me to connect to you guys and hear what you guys want to tell me. And I think that's the greatest thing about social media. Even though it can be used for destructiveness, but I think this is a good way to use it so you can communicate with me and figure out I should put on this podcast. And also, please share this podcast. I'm really excited with the growth we've been having this month, just overall. My podcast has really shot up, and I'm so excited, because that means there's more listeners, more people are listening, which is always incredible. Always, always incredible to get more people to listen, even though they might not agree with me sometimes. But it's always awesome to have people listen to it, share it, and then other people listen to it and then share it. I think that's just the most incredible thing about a podcast. But now to get back to the title. Or the entrance to my podcast. 15 years of residency on the Vegas Strip. One of the biggest names in the French language, French-speaking cultures, as well as the American-speaking. Celine Dion. You know, the craziest part about Celine Dion, which not a lot of, artists can say, is that they are transcendent in two different cultures. She's transcendent in the French culture, like the French-speaking Canadians, and also the French people in Europe, but also the Americans. It's incredible to me how Celine Dion has been such an icon in both places by speaking French, Francais, and also speaking English. So I think that's incredible for an artist to achieve. So I'm going to do it a little differently. Instead of my top five, I'm going to give you a list of five songs I think are Celine Dion's best songs. Best songs. But I'm not ranking them. You can rank them yourself once you listen to them. But I think these are my top five, but not in a certain order. But I'm going to send you to a quick sponsor, and then we'll be right back. And you are listening to You Are What You Listen To. Okay, never mind. The entrance music didn't work, but we'll get past that. We'll move on. But so I'm just going to give you five songs, okay? And it's going to start with You Loved Me Back to Life. Now, this song is a very interesting song by Celine Dion. It talks, it sounds like depression and just like the effects of depression to a person. And I think in the song, Celine Dion's, talking about depression, and the voices inside her head were so loud. But this person she's talking about, I think like a love of hers, her husband, I don't know, stood by her side night after night and picked her up. And I think that's why it's called You Love Me Back to Life, because she was depressed. She didn't feel anything. She was kind of just not there all the time. But then this guy was there for her all the time, picked her up, lifted her up, and he loved her back, so she wasn't depressed anymore, if that makes sense. And I think that's just going throughout the whole song, I think it's a really powerful song, just kind of like Elton John. Elton John wrote powerful songs like Somebody Saved My Life Tonight. And that's a powerful song. And I think Celine Dion has a really powerful song here. But there's also another powerful song she has in the same album. But I think, I'm going to be honest, this was one of the more powerful songs of that album. It's an incredible song. You got to take a listen to it. And that's Love Me Back to Life. I'm going to be honest. Really do listen to it. Okay. Another one of Celine Dion's biggest hits. Now, I'm kind of being a hypocrite because this song is overplayed, but I still like it. And it's All Coming Back to Me Now. You know, I know it's overplayed. I get it. I understand. But I don't think it's that overplayed, that much overplayed. Other than My Heart Will Go On. I think that's one of the most overplayed Celine Dion songs of all time. That's why I don't like it. This one's just a little overplayed, but not so overplayed where it's annoying. So, It's All Coming Back to Me Now is a very interesting song. It's got catchy lyrics, catchy tone, catchy tune. I think I do recommend listening to it because it gets stuck in your head. And it's a great song to listen to if you just need a little bit of a kickstart, just a little bit of a jump, because it just gets you to a great mood. Even like thinking about it right now, I'm tapping my foot, snapping my fingers, and I think that's kind of what this song brings to the table, is just kind of a snappy, catchy tune that you can sing to. And you only have to listen to it 3 or 4 times before you get to know the song really well. So I do recommend it. It's All Coming Back to Me Now by Celine Dion. Now, Encore On Sait, I'm pretty sure. I've taken French, but I still don't even know. Encore On Sait is a French song. Now, if you don't know French, do not worry. Do not worry. Because I've taken French for 3 years, still do not understand the song, but that doesn't matter, because when you listen to it, oh man, it is breathtaking. I'm not even joking, breathtaking. Just, it is the language of love, and guess what, she uses that really to her advantage, because it just makes the song so much better sung in a native tongue of Francais. Even if you don't know the words, the melody and the tune and the tone is just exceptional. Exceptional. The song is, oh, it's just like you would hear it in Paris, and you're just sitting in a nice coffee shop. It's got that tone, it's got that vibe, and it's a beautiful song. It's a beautiful song. So I do highly recommend Encore On Sait. You'll probably find it if you look up Celine Dion. The next one is, I think, something we all struggled with, and this song is called At 17. And it's just talking about Celine Dion's life through kind of like high school at 17, and just talking about the experience she had and some of the experiences maybe other girls have had. And just, I think the song is a really powerful song, just like You Love Me Back to Life. I think this one brings more power to it. And I think we all in high school have dealt with something like this, maybe even bullying. I think that's what the song's talking about. It's just like what she learned from going through this experience. And I think that's a lot of the most incredible songs are just experiences other people have gone through. And then they put it into a song, and you're like, wow, I've gone through that. And these guys put it into a song, and I can relate to that. And I think that's the most incredible part of music, is how you can relate to something other people, celebrities, have gone through. So please, for sure, take a listen to this one at 17. And then Flying on My Own is kind of like my wild card, because it's catchy. It's really catchy. I don't even know what the song's about, but just the lyrics just get you. They're catchy. The tone is good. The melody is good. The beat is good. It's a really good song. I do recommend also watching it on music video when it's live with Celine, because I'm going to be honest, that's incredible to watch. Even Celine Dion on stage, incredible to watch. So that last song is called Flying on My Own. Okay, so we're done. I'll read them again. Love Me Back to Life, It's All Coming Back to Me Now, Encore On Serre, At 17, Flying on My Own. Okay, so let me say it again. Twitter, up and running. You are what you listen to. That will get you new episodes, bonus content, trailers for new episodes, playlists. Super pumped for that. Maybe even I'll throw in some cool stuff in there too. I don't know yet. Also, please, if you want to on Twitter, DM me. Tell me what I should do next, because we all run out of ideas at some point. So please tell me what I should do next, where I should go from here. That Twitter is You Are What You Listen To. And I'm just super excited. One of the best months of growth for my podcast because of you guys. Because of you. That is all because of you. I need you guys to like this. Share it. Share it with your grandma, who probably has listened to most of this music that I'm talking about. Maybe not the newer Celine Dion, but the Elton Johns and all that. Ooh, maybe Billy Joel. Maybe my next episode will be Billy Joel. But I'm just so excited for where this podcast will go. So excited. But I want to thank you guys so much. And this is You Are What You Listen To. You have a great night, and have a great day, depending on when you're listening.